You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is wax? Well, it's a material that's known as organic, meaning that it's composed primarily of the element carbon. Carbon can combine with the elements hydrogen and oxygen, which would also be an organic material. And wax, which is organic, has some very interesting properties. Its shape can be changed very easily by bending it or squishing it or pulling it. Waxes melt at fairly low temperatures, unlike other materials such as metals or rocks or woods. And when wax melts and becomes a liquid, it's pretty runny or thin. Now, the term for that is viscosity. Molten wax, which flows very easily, is a fluid with low viscosity or not very viscous. Honey, which is very thick, not very runny, is a fluid with high viscosity. A scientist would say that it is very viscous. Another property of waxes, they don't dissolve or break down when they're mixed with water. The term for this is insoluble. Something like sugar or salt will dissolve in water, so they're soluble in water. Waxes, however, will dissolve in organic liquids, such as paint thinner or kerosene. Waxes have many uses, so they're quite important to people. We use waxes to make candles. Wax coatings will go on skis, snowboards, surfboards. Sometimes it's applied for a smoother ride, sometimes for better grip. Waxes are in lava lamps, shoe polish, makeup. It's even inside of our own bodies. Earwax is produced in our ear canals to protect the ear canal. Here's an activity you can do at home with wax. Get some paper, scissors, and crayons, which are a waxy material. They're synthetic, meaning that they're a waxy material made in a lab or by people as opposed to being natural or made out in the environment. Use your synthetic waxy crayon and draw a shape of a flower on the piece of paper. Color it in whatever way you want with whatever colors you want. But here's the thing, color it in completely. Next, use the scissors. You may need mom or dad or a teacher to help out and cut out your flower shape. Next, fold the petals of your paper flower in towards the center. Place the paper flower with the side of the paper you didn't draw on inside of a small container of water. Now, this is important. The plain paper, the part that you didn't draw on, must be in contact with the water. Because the waxy crayon is insoluble in water, the crayon acts like a coating, and it prevents water from entering the paper fiber. The paper that's in contact with the water absorbs the water, expands on that side of the paper, and the waxed surface unfolds and the paper flower opens up. Well, we've just learned a little bit about wax. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.